Then he warns them a second time against wars and commotions or troubles. Verse 6. Incidentally, you'll do well. I see most of you have got your Bibles open, but we're going to go systematically through this chapter. So it helps to have the chapter in front of you. Verse 6. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, the mere fact that there have been wars and troubles all through this age is not by itself an indication that the age is about to close. We need some further indication. Now, if you turn for a moment, if you can do, to Luke 21, there's a rather interesting little example of how Scripture comments on itself. So in Luke 21, Jesus said, and we'll read from verses 8 following, it's the same discourse, "Take heed that you be not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near. Therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." In other words, wars and commotions by themselves are not an indication that the end of the age is near. Then in verse 10, and if you have a Bible that prints the words of Jesus in red, as most do, you have a few words here in black, interjected. Then, verse 10, "Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." In other words, I'm pointing out that there's an important pause after the statement, "The end is not yet." Now we're going back to Matthew 24, and now we come to the signs of the end. The signs, not the sign. Matthew 24, verse 7. "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places." Some of your Bibles will not have the word pestilences, because there's uncertainty about the text. But Luke has it in the text. So whether it's there or not in Matthew, it's there. So we have these three major attacks on the human race: famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. And then Jesus says in verse 8, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." Sorrows means birth pangs or labor pains. So when these things happen that are mentioned in verse 7, then you know that the labor pains have begun. And we all know what labor pains lead up to, don't we? Some by experience, some by hearsay. But when there are labor pains, the next major event will be a birth. And that's exactly what this means here. These are the labor pains, the things that must precede the birth of God's kingdom on earth. Now, if you're a husband happily married and your wife is pregnant and she says, "Honey, I'm getting the most terrible pains. Something's happening." He does not rush to the phone and say to the doctor, "Doctor, something terrible is wrong with my wife. Can you come and stop the pains?" Why not? Because he wants the baby. And you see, this is a way we can test ourselves. Do we want to stop the pains, or do we want to have the baby? Because if you want to have the baby, you have to have the birth pangs. There's no way for a birth without birth pain. So if you say, "Oh, I can't stand all this, it's too terrible, I don't know why I'm living in this time," you're not really excited about the baby. But if you want the baby, you'll welcome the birth pangs, even if they're very painful. So you can begin to check yourself at this time. What is more important to you, the coming of the baby, the coming of God's kingdom on earth, or not being involved in the birth pangs? But you might as well make the right choice, because you'll be involved in the birth pangs anyhow. All right, now we're going to verse 7 and verse 8. These are the beginning of birth pangs. "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom." Let's stop that there. The word nation in Greek is ethnos, from which we get the word ethnic today. And this is precisely what is happening in the world today. There are two kinds of wars: ethnic wars political wars. I would say World War I and World War II were both essentially political wars. They were wars fought by world powers to establish their dominion. But before World War I, which was began in 1914, in 1913 there was an ethnic war of which we are told very little. But the Turks in the Middle East massacred 1 million Christian Armenians. Now that was not a political war, that was an ethnic war, Turks against Armenians. And I think one of the major features of the present time is ethnic wars. They are breaking out everywhere. In 1993, there were 34 wars fought in the course of that year, and most of them were ethnic wars. So when ethnic wars become a major emphasis of our time, that's an indication the birth pangs have begun. Then there are the political wars. And then it says there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Now, for these figures, I'm indebted to Hal Lindsey, which I'm glad to acknowledge. Let's deal with the three things: famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Today in the world, there are about 750 million people who suffer from chronic hunger. They never have enough to eat, mainly in South Asia and sub-Saharan Africa. With regard to acute hunger, that is, you are in imminent peril of death, there are more than 35 million people on Earth today in the condition of acute hunger, mostly in the southern parts of Africa, also some in parts of Eastern Europe and the CIS. And Albania is an example of such a nation. Then with regard to pestilences, all these are official estimates. We have a new pestilence, which is called AIDS. And it's estimated that by the year 2000, which is only 5 years away, there will be 100 million cases of AIDS worldwide. The continent of Africa is the worst afflicted, and by the year 2000, some parts of Africa will be heavily depopulated. The population will begin to dwindle rapidly. Other plagues that are returning and increasing are TB, malaria, and cholera. And some of these are already out of control worldwide. Then with regard to earthquakes, this is the most dramatic and the most clear example. Talking of quakes which register 6 or more on the Richter scale. From 1950 to 1959, that's in the 1950s, there were 9. In the 1960s, there were 13. In the 1970s, there were 51. And in the 1980s, there were 86. And from 1990 through 1993, that's 4 years, there have been more than 400 such earthquakes worldwide. I think it's worth repeating that because it really is so clear and objective. In the 1950s, 9. In the 1960s, 13. In the 1970s, 51. In the 1980s, 86. And in the first 4 years of the 1990s, more than 100. Then I already pointed out in 1993, there were 34 distinct wars being fought in the world. So I think we are not just fanatical or alarmist if we say the birth pangs have begun.